WRSU remembers.
Widespread communist attacks on South Vietnam, and speculation mounts as the next nominee for the FBI chief. Good morning, this is Arthur O'Donnell. Communist troops have launched an artillery barrage in the Mekong Delta and stepped up their shelling of the Wei defense lines. Military officials say it is the heaviest and most widespread fighting since the Vietnam truce in January. American warplanes bombed marshlands 10 miles from the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh today in an effort to break up communist garrisons believed to be preparing to attack the city. U.S. planes have been active over Cambodia every day for the past month. Defense Secretary Elliot Richardson told the Harvard Law School Association last night that the United States has good reason to continue bombing in Cambodia. In Richardson's words, it will reinforce the sense that it's about time to call all this senseless killing to a halt. There's a lot of speculation on Capitol Hill today about the next man President Nixon will nominate for director of the FBI. Yesterday, Nixon withdrew the name of his first choice, L. Patrick Gray, after it became apparent that Gray could not win Senate confirmation. Sources close to federal investigators say convicted Watergate conspirator Gordon Liddy hired persons mysteriously while he was still on the White House staff prior to the 1971 bugging case. Liddy was immediate supervisor of five men arrested in the break-in. The seizure of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, by militant Indians is officially over. In an agreement with the government, a few Indians remain behind until tomorrow while their leader confers with officials in Washington. Pioneer 11, launched from Cape Kennedy last night, is carrying identification plaques in case there is intelligent life on Jupiter. The current temperature is 43 degrees. The relative humidity is 62%. The barometric pressure is at 29.88 and holding steady. Forecast called for today calls for mostly sunny with high in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, low temperatures in the mid-30s to about 40. Saturday, partly sunny with the high in the mid to upper 50s. Repeating the current temperature, it's 43 degrees under sunny skies. I'm Arthur O'Donnell for WRSU News. Next news will be the noon report, and bring you back now to John Cornell.
I wish our mailman would bury our junk mail.
I know, I wish he'd give me mail. I haven't gotten mail in my RPO in about 2 months.
I don't bother with that anymore. The only time I get any mail in my RPO is when somebody decides to put a hold on my registration because I didn't pay one of campus patrol's tickets. Anyway, thank you very much, Arthur. Good morning once again, John Cornell with you. Until 9:30 at WRSU in New Brunswick, right now, here's Genesis.